Onostos Delta, story with grammatical commentary. Εδοξενούν αυτούς μείν γους των μυκενών νυκτερεύειν. So after the last story, εδοξεν, it seemed good to the dative, μείν νυκτερεύειν, not to spend the night, in goose, near the genitive. Αλλά τα τείχε καταλυπώντες ιόντο επί τες κορίντου. This chapter is really going to focus on your vocabulary word eimi, there in your vocabulary list, to hasten. And it's very similar to the verb to go, eimi, with the iota. Both have iotas, both are mi verbs. The only difference is the root. In one, it's es, eimi, and in this one, it's ea, or actually the root is just a, and that iota is a present infix. Remember how we have that iota showing up as older duplication? We don't see it in the other principal parts like aso or aka. So here we have iendo, and that is our imperfect, they hastened. And given the context, it's probably incohoative or ingressive, meaning they began to hasten. Epi in this context with a verb of motion, probably just toward.
Διολίγου, είδε καταδούντος του ελίου.
Notice the genitives and the genitive participle, so yes, a genitive absolute. Also notice the accent on the participle, καταδούντος. Normally, it would be earlier for a present participle. It's later in the word for thematic aorist participles. So this is an aorist participle after the sun set.
Iskomen tina afikondo.
They arrived at a certain village.
Ekide aftu orgostis, aftus pros theodo anapavomenus in tichon, octire ke eukade egeien.
We start with a participle in tichon there, so there, aftu orgos, a certain aftu orgos, happened upon them. And then we have a participle describing them, a dative participle here, anapavomenus, while they were resting alongside the road. Our main verbs, oktire, and then ke eien, he took pity on them and led them home.
Emenun yune aftu siton pareske. Ode aftu orgos ekelafsen aftus ingustu puros kathise.
We switch subjects with the amen. On the one hand, his wife provides food, and then on the other hand, or the hands are a little overstated here, so we just have these two events correlated. So the wife provides food, and the farmer instructs them to sit near the fire.
Επίδε δείπνησαν, ο αυτοργός έρετο αυτούς πιο πορεύονται.
Epi there is pretty vague. If it's followed by the imperfect, it would be when they were dining. But here, followed by the aorist, probably means after they dined. The farmer ereto asked. And that's a difficult aorist from erotao. Piu, to where they were traveling.
Ke akousas oti prosten korinthon porevonde.
E korinthos, efe. Polu apechi.
We have an aorist participle, so after he heard that porevonde, they were going to Corinth, he says,
Corinth? Polu apechi.
It is very far away.
Ukun duneste kise afikeste temeron. Ali doki exestinumin enthada nuterevin.
Ukun is just a combination of uk and un, so therefore you are not dunes the able. Akise is a key there with se, the direction, to arrive thence. Tamaron, today. This day. Al doki, but if it seems good to you, existing it is permitted. That's a little awkward, you could say, but you can stay the night here.
Ο δε χάριν μεγίστεν αυτό απέδωσαν, και ενγύστου πυρός κατέκιντο.
Απέδωσαν is our main verb. It has an augment, απέ, so we know it's indicative. And we see that sigma, so probably aorist. So after they gave great thanks to him. Then we have a thematic vowel, katekindo, they lay down next to the fire.
Te de usterea, anatelondos tu eliu, ton afturgon herin kalevsandes, epites corinthu iendo.
Here we have the imperfect middle form of iemi again, and I would take some time to look at the paradigm there on the next couple pages, 64 and 65. You can see that in the middle, it means to hasten, and then in the active, it means to send or to throw, to move something. Although eka, I think, has that meaning of self-movement. We've seen that kind of idiomatically before as well. If you want to, you can compare it to the verb to go in the back of your textbook on page 307. And you'll notice that the verb iemi, to hasten, to have that meaning hasten, it has to be in those middle passive looking forms. And the verb to go, iemi, only has active forms. This sentence has a number of discrete phrases and clauses. We start with te usterea, the next day or a little while later. Then we have a genitive absolute. Notice the accent on this one. It's on the third to last syllable, so a present participle here. And so while the sun was rising, or as the sun was rising. Then we have another participial phrase. This time it's nominative, though, explaining what the subject was doing. So saying goodbye to the farmer, the iendo. They, again, probably began to go on their way to Corinth.
Αλλά μικράιν εοδός και εσπέρας εδε γνωμένες εις τέν πόλιν αφήκοντο και καταγόγιον εζέτουν.
The sentence begins pretty straightforward, but the road was long. Then we have a genitive absolute, εσπέρας γνωμένες. It's present, so as it was already becoming evening, or when it was becoming evening, they, aficundo, they arrived in the city. And ezeitun, there is imperfect, and began to look for an inn.
Prosiondes un pros andratina, ostiates odu parei, erondo puesti katagogionti.
Prosiondes is probably coming from imi, to go. Notice it looks like ondes, the being verb, but it has an iota in front of it. Again, very similar to iemi. In fact, it might be that form, but then it would be sending toward. So I'm just going to take it as they came upon, and we repeat that pros again. The Greeks love to repeat the prepositional prefix, then just use it as a standalone preposition. They came upon a certain man. Then we get a relative pronoun, who, par ei. Now go to page 307 and look at the forms of imi, to go. This is the imperfect form with the prepositional prefix par, which means to pass along by. So who is passing by through the road? Erondo, we've seen this verb earlier. It is that difficult second aorist or thematic aorist of erotao. So they asked, puesti, where is a certain, or where any inn is.
Ode, the non vlepsas, que is orien catastas, prostoncion, efe.
Ode, the non vlepsas, so we switch subjects, and then after looking terribly, or giving them the evil eye, something like that. And katastas into orien, into anger. He says, proston sion. And notice you can kind of hear the accent. For theta, they have sigma. And we'll see some other elements of the accent there that comes out eventually into their spelling, because we tend to spell things as they sound. So it's almost a lisp at this point. The theta becomes sigma, but then their sigmas become a duh sound, new tof. And then their lambdas, l, becomes more of a r sound. And we see that with some Asian accents. So it isn't a straight lisp. We have three elements that we'll see kind of repeated again and again. Theta becoming sigma, sigma becoming da, and l becoming r. And then on the vowel side, probably the most noticeable element of the Doric accent or dialect was alpha instead of eta, and we'll see that too.
Athenaeu finis the ondes. Tivulis the.
Finis the means to appear, so you appear, and we normally follow that verb with an infinitive complement. You appear to be Athenians, but Greeks follow it with a complementary participle, and some verbs just take participles, and some verbs take infinitives, and that's true in English as well. So here, you appear being Athenians. I would translate that, you appear to be Athenians. What do you want? Or what are you wanting?
Ti da pratete in ta Corintho.
Notice the alphas in this sentence. Ti da, and what are you doing? In ta instead of in te. And the alpha actually is the older form. Eta was a new Attic convention. So this is actually tapping into an older system. We didn't used to have all those patterns in the first declension. Alpha was the oldest form.
Tus de parousi voesas. De vroerpete, efe, filu.
Parousi is a participle. Notice the tus in front of it. That's the difficult one. It looks like a third person plural verb, but it's the dative plural participle form, and you can look at that in any participle paradigm or third declension neutoph paradigm, dative plural. So the article gives it away. So to the ones around, to the ones present, shouting. So he was shouting to the ones present. Devro erpete for elthete. Notice the switch of lambda for rho. And we can't follow rho with a sigma, so I guess P does fine here. So come here. And he calls out with the vocative, friends.
Athenaeutin es parindin. Kataskopu zapuindin. Uenthon ta neoria kataskepsomniu.
Here we see an example, parindin, of the sigma moving out for the da sound there, which is related to a dental. The sibilant s is formed off the teeth as well. So there are some Athenians present in Dean again, so they are clearly spies. U is a relative pronoun, then einthon, again switching from aelthon, not liking that lambda. So who have come to spy out kataskepsomenu. Notice the future participle there, come in order to spy out our shipyards.
O de Dikeopolis, tileis o anthrope, ukesmin kataskopu al aturiu, uper rapotes epidavru, athena ze iemetha.
We switch subjects to Dikeopolis, and he denies everything. What are you saying, man? We are not, notice we're back to our regular verbs, esmin, we are not kataskopu, spies, that negative kata with the skopu, but are farmers. Uper, and that's just the relative pronoun, who are going iemetha, and that is our imperfect again, to hasten, so who are hastening, who were hastening, from Epidavros to Athens.
Al eidon sunelthen omilos korinthion uagrios evon. Iniu de ke lithus elavanon, ke epaftus ephiasan.
Soon eilthen, so they were coming together already. A crowd of Corinthians were coming together, and they were shouting, or who were, sorry, it's a relative pronoun, who were shouting savagely. Iniu and some were taking lithus and threw them up at them.
Oun Dikeopolis is fovon katastas. Fuya Philippe,
efe.
Ostakista.
So we have Dikeopolis katastas. That's an aorist participle, so We can even call it an inceptive eris, coming into this state, standing in the state, is fovon, into fear. He says, fevia, which is an aorist imperative, versus fevia, which would be the present imperative. And that makes sense that it's an aorist imperative, because to flee is a complete event. It completes itself by the doing. And then he says, os takista, as quickly as possible. Umen un efugon prostas poulas. Ude corinthiu diokondes lithus efiesan. Then we have the narrator speaking. Un is not a negation. Remember, it's just the therefore. So thus, they fled to the Poulas, and then switch subjects, and the Corinthians pursuing them through rocks.
Trecondes de ote Philippos ke o pater, tus diokandes efugon ke elathon, in ta frotini krypsamenu. Ene apasan ten nukta imenon.
We start out with a nominative plural participle, trecondes, referring to Philip and the pater. And so they running, efugon, fled the tus diokandas, the ones pursuing. That's a substantive participle there, the ones pursuing. And elathon, and they escaped the notice of them. Then we have another nominative participle, krupsamenu, hiding in tafrotini, in some ditch. In A starts a relative clause. A is a relative pronoun, notice the rough breather and accent, in which, it's dative because in requires a dative, in which they remained, imenon, accusative of time, te nukta, for the night, and then apasan, for the entire night.
Emeras de yenomenes. Ευθύς επορεύοντο και πάντας ανθρώπους έλανον ταχαίως η έμενη.
This sentence begins with a genitive absolute, ἐμέρας δε γενομένες, so when it became day. Ευθύς επορεύοντο, they immediately began to travel. Notice that I decided to translate it with an aggressive imperfect, began to travel.
Ieminu is another participle of iemi.
Notice its deponent, so hastening. Taheos is quickly. Elathon is our main verb there. They escaped the notice of the accusative, of all men. So the participle is telling us how they escaped the notice.
Odetus megarus prosehorun. Ukiseothon isten polin, alla pareothon exo ton tichon.
So, os is used as a conjunction here, plus the indicative imperfect. So, as they were approaching Megara, they did not enter the polin, but pareothon went along exo, outside of the tichon.
Utos untelos elothon isten atikein iselthondes. Και επί πρώτον αφήκοντο εισθέν ελευσίνα, κείμενου προσθέν οδό αναπαύοντο.
Ούτως, thus, telos is another adverb. Finally, elathon, they escaped notice. Here used intransitively. Εισελθόντες, there's our participle, as they or after they were coming into Attica. Actually, that participle is working in conjunction with elathon, so this is how they escape notice again. And epiproton, when at first or as soon as they arrived in Eleusis, they began to rest on a pavondo, or stop, kimenu, lying alongside the odo.
Polagar ke dina pathondes. Mala ekamnon, oste uke dunondo proiene.
Pola ke dina, those are accusatives. So after suffering many and terrible things, or we would say many terrible things, mala ekamnon, they were very tired. Oste, so that uke dunondo, they were not able to proiene. And there we have imi, to go. They were not able to go forward anymore. Okay, good work reading through this and agreeing with my translation here. Please feel free to make your own dynamic translation, but most importantly, review it a number of times until you're familiar enough to just read along or listen to my recording of the straight story without helps and understand what's going on. This one should take a little longer because of the Doric dialect in the middle of this story.